Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday to each and every one of you, and thank you for joining me. Again, I want to apologize to the people on Facebook who sent me messages this morning that they had turned up for the broadcast, not realizing that it was not a radio broadcast, it was a webinar. So because of that, I am all about service, so I have decided that the webinar that I did this morning, I am going to now do the presentation here as a radio episode so that all of you can still get the information. So in the future, I will be sure enough to put in bold letters, webinar, and then you need to follow the link and the phone number there, so that you can join the webinar community. So it's all about service. So I am thankful that you have sent me the message and that I saw it in time and that I'm able to do what I am doing now.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, those of us who are living here in the Northeast, I know that there's a lot of us who are being bit by the winter bug, and we are inside and we are getting kind of down and depressed. So I hope by you spending time with me here on this broadcast tonight, it will be enough to warm your spirits a little. So tonight I'm going to encourage you to call in. The number to do so is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And the chat room is also open. And I want to point you to join me on social media, Facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne, Twitter at dynamicdaphne.com, LinkedIn.com, Daphne-Clark-Hudson. So connect with me there, and also check out my website, DaphneClarkHudson.com, and DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. So as I mentioned earlier on the opening, is that I'm doing a multiple series of webinars that I am inviting all my regular people to. So keep watching out for your emails. If I do not have email, then you need to go to DaphneClarkHudson.com and make sure you fill out the form there so I have your email so you can get an email invitation directly. This way you will not be mistaken when you see the webinar on Facebook and you won't be thinking it is a show. So if you missed out and did not get a personal, if you did not get a private invitation for the webinar, that's the reason why, because I do not have your email. So I want you to take responsibility of going to DaphneClarkHudson.com, fill the form out, and you will be sure to get your own private invitation to the webinars. All right? So tonight we are going to speak about, I want to welcome Attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant. See you just signing on. Welcome. And the topic we are going to speak about tonight is creating the new you. You know, at Marquee Global, we pride ourselves in giving our clients all of the tools that is needed to create, to reinvent, and to transform, and to rejuvenate who they are, or more so, who they were created to be. Each and every one of us, we came on this earth for a purpose. And there are many people who say they're not sure of what their purpose in life is. And because of that reason, they are in the trenches for a long time, looking for self-pity, feeling humiliated, feeling less than who God created them to be, and they stay in the trenches and they lose out and everything that was meant for them to become. And I know one of the other things too, people sit around and say, I'm waiting on the Lord, I'm waiting on the Lord. Well, listen, the Lord already gave you what you need to have to start. And I'm here to tell you, unless you start, you are not going to get anything else. So why don't you start where you are? Begin with what you have so that he can give you more. You got to start at the beginning, and he's going to pile on to your plate so long as you start. But if you're just sitting comfortable and complacent, nothing else is going to be happening. One of Zig Ziglar's famous quotes reads, what comes out of our mouth is determined by what goes into our mind, your mind. And it is so true, because a lot of times I hear people say, well, I'm not going to amount to anything because of X, Y, Z and all of that. Sometimes it has to do even with parents, especially sometimes parents have gone through a divorce, and they tend to take the anger out on the children. The mothers will be telling the children, you're just like your father, you're not going to amount anything, and all of that. Instead of embracing the children and loving them and help to mold them into the great person that God created them for. Don't label your child out of the bitterness that you have with a former spouse. You owe it to your child to guide them and to love them and to teach them how to love themselves too. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It really does not matter the situation they're in. What matters is that you give them the support that is needed so you can help them out of that rut. The other thing that is happening, why a lot of times the change that is needed is not happening, because of the adversity and the conflict that you encounter, you are standing at the crossroad and you're asking yourself, what next? You're probably on the third marriage, the third long-term relationship where you gave it everything that you have. And you are asking, what next? One thing you have to realize is that when you're entering into these relationships, you cannot go into the relationships looking for someone to complete you. You need to enter the relationship as an already completed person. So you go into the relationship being the best person that you can be. And when you find out that you enter the relationship being the best person you can be, now you are not going to be standing at the crossroad wondering what's next, but you will know what's next because you are going to step into your greatness and you are going to know which of those arrows to follow. You are going to follow the one that is pointing you in the right direction. And you are going to be able to follow your heart and to make sure that what is meant for you, that you will get it. Seek the support you want. Get the guidance you want. Shake off mediocrity. Shake off anger and hatred. And lift your shoulders high. Embrace yourself. And tell yourself, I love you. In spite of what's happening, I love everything about you. And with my unconditional love for you, I will make it to the top. There are some times you're probably saying, I don't have what it takes. I don't have it together. I don't have a degree. I never been to college. I never go to high school. Although those are importers in one's life, your success does not depend on that. I know you have read about many world great people who were extremely successful who never finished college. Look at Steve Jobs, the great guy from Apple. He did not finish college, yet he changed the world. You can be that person that makes your mark in history too, and you do not have to have a college degree, and you can make a difference in the world. So ask yourself the question, why am I here? Why am I created? What is my calling? And in a few weeks, I am going to be doing a webinar that speaks exactly about that same topic. Claiming and knowing our why. That's going to be coming up. So I hope you'll be able to listen to that too. It's going to help you. So don't put yourself down. Even though family members and society tend to put you down and to trample under you, it doesn't matter when they try to trample you down. Make sure you are looking up. Be sure to be looking up to your Creator, because your Creator is going to help you to rise. Remember the Maya Angelou poem that says, "And I rise." And it's the same testimony that you and I can have, that no matter what, we can rise and we can say yes to that calling. We can say yes from that authentic part of our souls and our beings, knowing that with God's guidance, we will get it together. No matter how it looks, with God's guidance, we will get it together. You might be someone who have never set a goal in your life. You have heard everybody else talk about it, yet you have never done it. And yes, you might be someone who have been setting goals all of your life. There is a saying that if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you are going to get the same results. So why don't you go back to the drawing board and start to examine what you are doing? Look at the way you are doing things. Instead of just writing the goals down, why don't you identify your intentions for each goal that you are setting? Create a vision board. So instead of just writing down, you are getting pictures that guide you along the way. Pictures that will help you to manifest that which you are looking at. Journal about the goals and intention. Speak about them in a way that shows that you already have them. You know, I am wealthy. I am successful. I am. That's a word that you can use to claim all of the goals that you are looking to manifest. Not that I am going to be wealthy. No. You got to give the universe something to work with. I am successful. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am in love with the right person. All of you, whatever is on your goals, make sure you have the right words that is going to help you to manifest all those goals. It is never too late. It doesn't matter if people are telling you you are too old for this and you are too old for that. No, you got to go out there. You got to set the goals. You got to look for the offers. You have to have an amazing attitude. You got to be loyal to yourself. And you must be sure to have a spiritual, healthy consciousness that will help you to achieve your goals. You are probably losing sight of your vision. I want you to go back and revisit it. You need again to get the visuals that will keep a reminder in your head about what you're doing. Get your heart in sync with that vision. Line it up with the vision. Every day you get up, you need to be excited about the vision. Every night you go to bed, you should be excited about the vision. You need to share your vision with like-minded people. Share it with them so that they will understand about how they can support you. There are many people out there that's looking to support you. However, they can only give you the support if they know that you are seeking. So put ego aside, put pride aside, and reach out. Create a team. Create an inner circle of like-minded people, people who already have been to where you are looking to go. However, when you connect with these people, they will help to shorten the learning curve for you, and you will not be sitting around tearing your hair out because you cannot get things done. People are willing to share with you, but you must ask them. So go out there, ask for the support that you need so you can accomplish the goal that you were meant to accomplish. And the vision that you have can't be too big, because, you know, the bigger the vision, the more you will realize that you must stay closely connected to your Creator, because the vision is going to be too big for you. He's the only one that can help us to manifest that vision that is too big for us. If we are comfortable with the vision, you know really and truly, that's not from God, it is from you. But the bigger the vision, you know that God has called you to go for that, and all you need to do is to turn up. It's like a roll call that you get called up, you go in line, and then you are being checked off, and you get your assignment, and you go and you perform your duty. And this is what happens with a large vision. You said, yes, Daddy, you turn up. He give you the instruction. There are times when you're only going to get a portion of the instruction, and you need to go. And when you turn up at the next point, it's as if you get a clue. You know when you are doing treasure hunt and they give you the different clues on what to look for. It's the same thing with your vision. When you totally depend on God, he's giving you clues as you travel the journey and the path. So why don't you surrender totally to him so that he can direct your path and help you on this journey. Success, you're probably thinking, I've gone to college, I've completed high school, and I'm still doing some extra things, yet I can never reach success. Success seems so far from me. I'm reaching, and although it looks close, the higher I climb, I tip and I reach, and I'm still not reaching the success. I'm here to tell you that you have what it takes. So success is in reach of your arms. All you need to do is to find those who will allow you to stand on their shoulders. And the more people that allows you to stand on their shoulders, taller you will become. And you are going to be able to have that support to reach where success is. It doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural eyes. Know that it is not too far away. It is right there at your fingertips. You just have to say to yourself, I cannot do it alone, and get the support of the people who will allow you to stand on their shoulders. So go out there and ask for the help that is needed. I know that what's holding back a lot of people is the fact that for your entire life, there have been numerous questions that society tend to have you asking yourself, because you are programmed that way, and because of what society has done to you, you begin to doubt yourself. And I know one of the questions that continues to plague especially women is the question of, are you pretty enough? You know, everybody was not born to be a size 2, a size 3, a size 4, and whatever. The list goes on. However, each and every one of us needs to love that body that we are in. We got to show gratitude for it. We must love it. We must appreciate it. And we must embrace it. So until you can look in that mirror and know that you are pretty enough, nothing is going to start moving for you. You got to see yourself the way you want people to see you. When you begin to appreciate and love yourself, then the world is going to start to fall in love and appreciate you. One of the other plaguing questions is, am I good enough? You know, a lot of times those doubts are in our minds because we are oftentimes comparing ourselves with others. You know, I'm here to encourage you, to tell you, once you begin to show appreciation for who you are and begin to look in the mirror, you are not going to be bogging yourself down with these issues and situations. You are going to be able to just move ahead and begin to love yourself. So all of this starts with self-love and self-appreciation. Stop looking for love on the outside. Look for it on the inside of you. Are you too fat? That is another one that we need to watch keenly, especially if you're a parent of girls. You need to start watching them because with the peer pressure, I know the peer pressure is even adults, so I can't imagine the peer pressure that the young people goes through these days. So watch your girls and speak with them and help them, help to encourage them that they can know if there is something that is going on in their life that they can stop it and that they can say, I love myself. It does not matter what you say about me. I love myself. I love who I am. I adore the skin that I am in. So I want to tell you to watch keep your eyes open, to support your girls if you have daughters, and look out for the young girls in your community and help to encourage them. Help them to embrace the fact that they are wonderfully made. And no matter what they see in the magazine, they need to love themselves and appreciate who they are. A lot of times when we are working on this change, there are times when you come to right on the brim of the threshold of success and advancement and achievement, and all of a sudden you are standing right there to just step over the threshold of success. And what flashed right in the forefront of your mind is a big red do not enter. Do not enter, and all of a sudden you become panicky. You become nervous. Palms begin to sweat. Your knees begin to shake. You start perspiring profusely, and you just cannot move. You are shaking like the wind is moving the branches on the trees outside in a strong, windy day. And this is happening because you yourself have been holding on to a lot of garbage from your past that you have not been healed from. And because of that, you are standing in your own way and you are not able to walk over that threshold of success to step into the greatness that you are called to do. So it doesn't matter what you have gone through over the years. It doesn't matter whether it was from early childhood or adulthood. It does not matter. What matters is if you leave it unattended to and you do not seek to get help for it. So healing is very important. No matter what you have gone through, it comes a time when you must seek help and have that conversation that is going to lead you towards healing of that situation. I'm here to tell you, once you have that situation and you have that healing take place in your life, it's as if cement block has been lifted off of your shoulders because you are free. You are feeling free and you are ready to walk into your greatness. And when that sign, the next time that sign pops up in front of you that says, do not enter, that's not going to mean anything. You're going to know that's not for you. And you are going to be able to step over that threshold and to say, I'm walking into the greatness that I am called to be. So do not allow any of those situations to hold you back in life. Go out there, get the help you need. Become vulnerable by telling your story, because it is in the telling of your stories that will help you and guide you towards your healing process. There are many people who have been sitting in jobs and they know that they are not being treated right. They're a very stressful situation and sometimes humiliating situations that is taking place there on the job. And they're afraid to leave it because they think, I'm the sole provider. They are depressed. They are stressed out. And they do not know what to do. They go to work and they are very tired from the minute they walk in there because they are not happy about what they do. I have clients who I work with and they tell me that, yes, I am getting a good salary, I'm getting a good benefit, but I tell you my day-to-day mental health is in shambles. And I just can't leave the job because the money is good and I'm getting good benefits. I remember one lady said to me that there are times when her boss or supervisor would yell at her right in the middle of all the cubicles and telling her, if this happens again, she's out of here. And she hung her head and she cries when that happens to her because she says she's ashamed because she's been at the company for a good while. And she said, Daphne, I watch these young people come and they rise around me. She said, I watch when it's time for evaluation to take place. They get raving reviews. I don't get a raving review, and I don't get a raise like they get a raise. And they come, and they humiliate me in that way, and I keep accepting other people's workload, thinking that next time it will get better. Next time it will get better. However, there are times when we need to look in the mirror and we need to speak up for that which we deserve. And we need to have conversations with people and let them know what we expect. Not in a boisterous way, but in a respectful way. Because once you begin to respect yourself, then other people will start to respect you too. So part of this new creating yourself that you truly deserve, you got to speak up for your right. Not in an anger way, not in a hateful or a judgmental way, but in a loving, kind way. You can speak up for yourself in a very peaceful way, where people begin to respect you. Let people know what you will tolerate and what you will not tolerate. And you continue to love people, show them love and respect. But speak up for yourself whenever it is that something is done to you that should not have been done, especially when it's done in a disrespectful way. There are times when you refuse to speak up for yourself and this thing is happening, and what you do? You end up going in the bathroom and you start to cry because you're embarrassed. You are so embarrassed, and, you know, other people come in the restroom and they'll say to you, you know, what's going on? And the only thing you can say, nothing, but yet you're crying your eyes out. You got to be bold, be confident, stand up for what you believe in, and speak up for yourself. Compose yourself, gather your calm, and once you are not feeling as angry and as upset, you ask, may we have a few minutes to speak about this. Never speak about things when you're angry. because when you do that, then the wrong things will be said. Even if it takes you until the next day to speak about it, you write about it in your journal so that the next day when you approach it, you can approach it in a very calm and respectful manner. You're going to begin to see a turnaround once you begin to speak up for yourself. Do not allow yourself to be trampled on. Do not allow yourself to be a doormat. It doesn't matter of age, ethnicity, or any of that. Each and every one as human being deserve to be respected, all right? So we hope those are some encouraging words for you that will help you if you are someone who is in the corporate job and who is looking to have a turnaround. You might be at a position in your life where you're asking, why me, Lord? Why me? Why me, Lord? Why me? You know, a lot of times, those why me are lessons that we need to learn. And until we learn those lessons, we are not going to be able to move along. So take the time, once you hear that buzzer go off and it comes to your mind or your thought to ask, why me? Ask, why not me? And you look and you see what the lessons are there for you. Be sure to jot those lessons down, because I am here to tell you that there are many of times when you will not be able to identify the lessons right there and then. However, very shortly down the road, you are going to be able to use those lessons. One of the things I love to tell my clients to do is to write everything in your journal and put a date and a time next to that, because when the time comes around when you're going to be using those lessons, you're going to be able to look back on the data and say, wow, I cannot believe the first time I wrote this down was on the 16th of February, 2014. So be sure to document. It does not matter how small it is. It does not matter how tiny it is. Make a note of it. The other thing that's important, once we identify the lesson, show gratitude for the lesson and be thankful that this lesson came into your life when it did. And once you show gratitude and you document it, you are going to find out that you are going to be able to move along to the next task at hand. Okay, if you are in the chat room and you want to have me answer a question, you can please write it there in the chat room, and I will answer your questions. And if you're calling on the phone, the number to call is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And for those in the chat room, you can go ahead and just write it right there, and I will address your question as I go along. Okay, the next thing that you're sometimes thinking is that you cannot do it because you are alone. And I'm here to tell you that you are not alone. You look around, you and I are connected. I don't know where you are listening from today, but you and I are connected. We are so much connected that this material that I'm presenting here now, it's a material that I presented on a webinar this morning. And because of the resources that is available to us, people were able to communicate with me that they missed the broadcast this morning and they did not see an archive for it. And because I knew it was a webinar and not a show, I was able to schedule the show tonight so that they were able to get what they need and they would not be losing any information. And that's the same way with you. Whatever help it is that you need to help you on this new path that you are looking to create for yourself, you can get the same accessibility to resources as I am giving you here on the telephone and on the radio and on the internet and on the computer. It does not matter whether you're in another country, in another state, in another city. Here at Marquee Global, we always pride ourselves in giving more to our clients. We give more to our clients, and we are not going to allow you to go this journey by yourself. We are taking you by the hand. We are supporting you. Every client we work with, it's done in confidence. Nobody else, even when you are in a group coaching, nobody knows the depth of why everybody's there, because the confidential things aren't discussed in the group settings. That's discussed one-on-one with me. So when we get together as a group, we get together to work out process of things. So the things that are not confidential would be discussed there, but you get the kind of help you want. So you are never alone. So don't think that you have to stay there and just not accomplish anything because you figure that there is nobody that's going to help me, there's nobody that's going to support me. That is really not true. The support is out there, and it is easier to reach than you ever can imagine. There was one, there was one time in my life that I too also asked myself these questions about the different aspects of success and how I was going to change and do things for me. I asked those questions. However, it was not until I decided that I was going to get the help to work with me. I started working with one coach first, and then I got another coach, and as I switched careers and businesses, I started working with different coaches. I began reading a lot of self-help books. I bought CDs. I went to webinars and conferences and workshops. And I began to invest in me. And I have come to realize that when we are seeking to create a change, our investment in ourselves needs to be more than we are investing on the outside. What goes on the inside should supersede what is happening on the outside. So the knowledge, the information that we need to propel us above and beyond where we are, we got to invest in ourselves. We can't just sit around and wait on it to fall in our laps, because it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. All right? So, each and every one of us have an eagle that is laying dormant inside of us. And we got to create a system, a process that is going to allow us to free that ego. In our lives, all of us need to develop an ego focus. Nothing, once an ego takes off, nothing deters their vision. They have tunnel vision. And they keep focused. They are steadfast, focused on where they are going, no matter what. And remember that they are high up. So the little birds aren't up there to get in their way, because at the height that they are soaring, ordinary birds aren't up there. Yes, they will encounter with an aircraft, but even then the aircraft is not going to damage them. And that's the kind of vision that I work with my clients to develop. A tunnel vision focus, that of an eagle. In each and every one of us, there's an eagle vision that we have. There's an eagle inside of us that we need to just find the way to free that eagle. And I tell you, I can tell you from personal experiences that once you free that ego, there is no turning back. No turning back once that ego is freed. So I'm here to tell you, get focused, find out where you need to be, and start the journey of going there. Because once you start to experience that success of this journey, and you get a glimpse of the person that you really deserve to be, there will be no turning back for you. Absolutely none. And you're asking, what's my next step? What are my next steps? Because in every change, steps are important. And how we deal with those changes has a lot to do with our attitude. So, instead of you get burnt out and say, well, you know, I have been doing this for so long, I've been this, I've been that, I don't want to do this no more, I don't want to do that, and the list goes on and all of that, why don't you decide that I am going to invest in me, I am going to make sure I get the kind of help that I need, that will support me on this journey. I will get the help that will help to catapult me in that which I need to have done. And know that all of what you are expecting to do is going to be like a tip in the bucket, because you're going to be so focused. You're going to be getting all of the support you need, and no one will be able to take you off that path that you are on. So learn the lessons, learn them well, find out what are your strengths, build your tolerance level, be empowered. Find out what your purpose is, and then know that you must stay committed to your spiritual well-being. All of those steps are extremely important in you going ahead and doing the things in life that you are called to do. At Marquee Global Coaching, our mission is to enrich the lives of professionals, current and future leaders, by offering guidance through empowering strategies, coaching, training, vision building, motivational and inspirational retreats, and speaking engagements. So, we are here to serve you. We are here to help you bring about the change that is needed in your life. It is never too late. I am excited that you are listening to this call today, because we are already almost 2 months into 2014. So you cannot sit down and wait on something to fall in your laps like you have been doing all these other years. Your time is now. You must take the action to create the new you. Trust me, you deserve it. The people around deserve to see that great individual that you were created for. So don't sit around and say, well, it will happen, it's not my time yet. Yes, it's your time, because you are breathing up the oxygen, are taking up the space here on earth. So why don't you do that assignment that God has called you to do? So, Marquee Global Coaching, we are here. We are committed to helping you. And you know what? We get results. We get results. We are offering a very special coaching package for the people that attend the webinars. And seeing that people are listening to this on the radio show too, I'm going to extend it to the people on the radio show as well. And it is a 12-month coaching package. And you can find out more details by texting 203-885-5093. Text 203-885-5093. And in that text, you put special offer, Power Entrepreneur. And this, once you do that, you are getting access to a rejuvenation consultation with myself. And I will be able to tell you whether this package that I'm offering is the package for you, or I can point you to other programs that we have. And if we are not the company for you, to help you with that, I have a lot of people in my network that I can recommend you to. However, you owe it to yourself to text me to get the initial rejuvenation consultation with me. That will help to point you in the next direction towards your change. Again, the number to text is 203-885-5093, 203-885-5093, with the words special offer, Power Entrepreneur. So I am praying that you will take the opportunity and call in about that, so that we can help you to create that new you, so that by the time next February comes around, you will be able to have a testimony that you can share with other people who are listening. Now, it is the time to reinvent and transform your life. And if there is one person that can help you with that, you are listening to her voice now. I have done it in my life. I continue to do it for my clients near and far, local and international, men and women, young and old. I pride myself in delivering. I invite you again to join me on facebook.com/dynamicdaphne, Twitter @dynamicdaphne, LinkedIn.com at Daphne-Clark-Hudson. Join me on all these social media platforms, and also visit my website, DaphneClarkHudson.com, and be sure to get on my mailing list so that you can get all the invites for the things that I am having. If I do not have your email, that's the reason why you are not getting invitations from me. So I invite you to join me there. So just fill out my my mailing list. There is another quote that says, "Everyone is gifted, but most people never open their package." You know, for those of you who are accustomed to me reading the Bible, you know about the story where the three men got their gifts, and instead of going out and turn the gifts around, one guy, he got the smallest amount and he protected it, so he went and buried, and then he took it back to the master. So instead of he keeping it, the master took it and the master gave it to the one that had the most. And it's the same thing in our lives. We need to step out and use that gift that we have. Don't wait until you leave this world that you hear somebody say, "Oh, he could have been such and such, or she could have been such and such, if only such and such has happened." Do not sit in the time of self-pity and worry. You need to get up and take action and make sure that you are taking action of all these things. I want to remind you that it is never too late to make a change. You got to take a chance on you. Take a chance on you. If you do not start to believe in yourselves, no one else will believe in you. So why don't you start to be your first cheerleader? Start cheering yourself. Start applauding yourself. Start to show gratitude for yourself. Begin to make a list of all the amazing things that you know about you. And then you create a list of all the things that the people that you know tell you about yourself. And as you create these two lists, I want you to spend time going over them and showing gratitude for them. "I am so grateful for XYZ. I am so grateful for whatever it is." Start to appreciate yourself, who you are. Love yourself, respect yourself in spite of. Yes, you might have had some down times already. Who cares? It doesn't matter. That is gone. Now it's a new day. Now is a new time for you to begin. Who cares about what has transpired in the past? You're blessed to be alive. And because you get a second chance in life, and for some of us we got third and fourth chances in life, why don't we make sure that we are taking advantage of everything that the universe has for us? Get up out of the trenches, brush yourself off, and hold your head high and begin to take your stride to the beginning of the line. You have been standing in the back of the line for too long. You have been laying in the trenches way too long. Turn over. Look up. Focus on the clouds. cry out for help, because help is there for you. You do not need to suffer. You do not need to be living in agony. Cry out for help. And so long as you start to cry out, you're going to find out that the help will come to you quicker than you ever could imagine. Help is there. You will be pleasantly surprised of all the people who has come to your refuge. Sometimes I surprise myself when the people who reach out for me, and I oftentimes have to say, I know that was God, because I would never imagine that person helping me. But God has a way of having people come into your life and help you without you having to ask them about for that help. So go out there. Don't be ashamed. Do not be ashamed of anything. Go out there and make sure that you are getting the help that you need. All right? I want to I want to read a little bit about who I am, because I know that the people on the radio sometimes they don't hear a lot about me and what I do and all of that, because I'm always speaking and promoting others. So I'm going to take a few minutes to read a portion of my bio here, so that you can know that I am not only a radio host or a TV host, but there are other aspects of the work that I do. As a matter of fact, when I'm here on the radio and on the TV, I am there just giving back to society and paying it forward. But my bread and butter comes through speaking and coaching and mentoring. All right? So, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson is a nationally recognized empowerment specialist, inspirational professional speaker, author, and a certified coach. Having more than 20 years experience helping others to live purpose-driven, authentic, and empowered lives, Daphne continues to bring insight, hope, and solution to our current and future leaders. As a role model, she demonstrates the ability for people to overcome adversity. Daphne began her life's journey in Jamaica, daughter of dedicated, loving parents. Her mother had dreams of her obtaining quality education, but passed away before Daphne was 14 years old. Even without much money or formal education, she was determined to lead a purpose-driven life. Daphne found opportunities to shine time after time, eventually becoming a nurse and then a career coach and program director. She knew there was more for her to accomplish and launched a new career in the United States as a professional in sales, management, and coaching, finally earning her PhD. Throughout every position she holds, Daphne always finds time to counsel and guide others. She creates these needed platforms for growth and change through facilitation retreats, coaching engagements, and training sessions. She's also the first certified Michael E. Gerber Dreaming Room facilitator in Connecticut. She also works with entrepreneurs to create vision that guide their business. So this here is just to show you that this is one of the reasons why I am on here, and this is one of the reasons why I am dedicated to do what I do here. I have a passion for helping others. I have the desire to make sure I am helping people to achieve more than they are achieving, because each and every one of us was called to do more than we are doing. And I know, especially as women, sometimes we are so afraid to step out from behind the curtain and to walk in that greatness that we are called to do. I am no special. I am no better than anyone who is listening right there. If I can do it, so can you. Each and every one of us, we are called for a reason, a purpose. There are so many talents and skills that is needed in this world to fulfill everything that people are called to be. So we really and truly, really, we do not need to be focusing and concerning ourselves with what others are doing. As I put it, we just need to continue to run our race. As soon as we run our race, we will find out that we are answering to that call that we are called to be. No need to look to the right. No need to look to the left. We don't need to look behind us. We just need to keep our eyes on the bullseye. It's like in dart, every good dart player will tell you they are aiming for the bullseye. Yes, they will go in one of the other circles, but their main focus, everybody, is to hit that bullseye. So find out where your bullseye is and reach out and allow me to help you to reach that mark in your bullseye. For those of you who want to speak to me by phone, you can call me at 203-794-6208. 203-794-6208. Call me and I will discuss with you how I can help you, how I can help you to overcome those barriers that has been holding you back. Call me so that I can show you the comfortable steps that you can use in order to live that dream that you were called to live. It is never too late. Never, never, never too late. And if I can do it, so can you. Each and every one of us have laying inside of us some great skills and potentials that we have not even connect with yet. And they are just waiting to be plucked out, dust off, shine up, and start to use. I tell you, when I got my degree, my PhD, I was 62 years old. 62 years old was when I get it. And I'm in school now, still studying to get another degree in psychology. So if I can do it, so can you. You know, and the beauty about it, you don't even have to go to traditional schooling if you think, oh, you don't want to come out and you don't want to do that and you don't want to do the other. You can do it in the privacy of your home. There are so many universities now that is encouraging adult learners to study. You do it in your own pace. If you want to take 20 years to do it, it's up to you. If you want to do one class a year, it's up to you. You are going to be doing it in your own pace, in your own time. There is no rush on you when to finish your study at your convenience and how you can get it done. And the more comfortably you get, you can add more to your plate. So you don't have to go out there and study six subjects at a time if you know you haven't studied since, there's a saying we have in Jamaica, or since Wapi killed Philip. Don't even ask me what that means, but I'm thinking that means that it's a long, long time. That's what that is, meant when they say that. You know, we Jamaicans, we have some very interesting ways that we describe certain things. We are very animated people, but you know what? We are animated and we are full of love. So it doesn't matter if you are in the era from Wapi Kill Philip. It doesn't matter. You can still go out there and learn something. Learn something. I saw on the internet the other day, I think the oldest member on Facebook was 110 years old. And that lady is working her stuff. She knows how to work her stuff. So go out there and make things happen for you. Yes, you can call. The telephones are open. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. We have another few minutes that is remaining here. And if I get any questions, let me go over to the chat room and see if I have anything. Nothing in the chat room, no phone calls here. But we have a few things here that I want to see if I can find some things here that I can share with you that will help you to motivate yourself as you go out there to start this training. One of the things that I have posted on the wall of the show on Facebook, I love it. I was looking if I find it in my lineup here because I love what it says. I am in control of something. Yeah. There one more thing that's, I'm not sure who is the author of this, but this is one thing. It says, good weight, best do. So you're always going to be good if you sit and wait. But your best is going to come when you do what you do. So you got to know what it is that you are about. You are the only person on earth who can use your ability. It's an awesome responsibility, and that's by Zig Ziglar. You can make it happen. However, the only way that's going to happen is if you take action and responsibility. Take actions and responsibility in making these things happen for you. If your ship doesn't come in, you got to swim out and get it. And this is part of the swimming lesson now when you're going to step out and start to create that new you. Yes, you might not be a swimmer and you're looking at the distance where your ship is. But however, you got to trust the universe in knowing that it will give you the lifeguard that is needed to help you reach out to that ship. And one of the lifeguards will be a coach, one will be a mentor, one will be a confidant, and one might be just somebody that you network with. You never know what it is. But before you know that, you must get out there and make the effort. Grace means that all of your mistakes now serve a purpose instead of serving shame. So embrace grace. Take an action and allow grace to help you to take that swim out in the ocean so that you can get to your goals. Respect yourself enough to walk away from anything that no longer serves you, grows you, or makes you happy. You owe it to yourself. Each and every one of us owes it to ourselves to only accept that thing which is best for us. And every day when you wake up, remember I ask you to give gratitude. Give gratitude to everything that you have in your life. It might not look as if it's much, but know that it is serving you right. Yes, here is the one I wanted to share. This is a declaration that I encourage you to take as often as you can. I declare I am full of power, strength, and determination. And yes, as you take that swim out into that deep ocean, that is what you will want to tell yourself, because nothing is going to be able to stop you right now on that journey to creating the new you. I want to be part of that journey with you, and that's why I ask you to reach out to me. Text me at 203-885 and put in that text offer, special offer, Power Entrepreneur. And I will give you a rejuvenation consultation session in helping you to break through the things that are holding you back. There's another famous writer that writes, "When I lost all of my excuses, I found my result." Isn't that the truth? When I lost all of my excuses, I found my results. And that is so true, because the excuses is what is holding us back. So I want to tell you, get rid of all the excuses. Get rid of those excuses and be sure to stand into your greatness. Stand into your greatness and know that you are deserving of everything that you were created to be. I want to remind you to join me on, when is it now, Wednesday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern time to 12 noon, and also on the regular time on Sunday nights is 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And I'm doing some regular webinars now. So again, I point you to go to my DaphneClarkHudson.com website and fill out the form there so you can get your private invitation to these webinars. Because what's happening, my regular supporters and listeners, they get special gifts when they come to the webinars there that the regular people don't get. So those are for my regular supporters. So get on my mailing list at DaphneClarkHudson.com and help me to help you. I'm committing to helping you, and it is up to you whether you take advantage of it. And know that you can always message me right here on the radio show. You can call and leave me a voice message at 203-794-6208. And you can leave me a message on Facebook and anything like that. So I look forward to hearing from you. And one last quote for you is that I want you to know that every new day is another chance to change your life. So it is up to you. If you decide that you are going to be satisfied with mediocrity, you don't need to. So it's a chance that you need to take on yourself. You think that you deserve it. You know that you deserve it. So you need to step out and just take a chance on you. Know that you are deserving. There's so much that you are holding back. So why don't you make a commitment? Take a pledge with me tonight that I will do what it takes to create a new me. No longer will I sit in mediocrity. No longer will I be satisfied. No longer will excuses be a part of my life, because the only thing that is standing between my success and I is the person who is looking back at me in the mirror. But as I stand here in front of this mirror tonight, I am giving you permission to be free. I'm giving you permission to free my inner eagle so that I can begin to soar and become the greatest, greatest person I was called to be. I am freeing myself tonight because I know there are many lives that is waiting to be touched by me, by my work and my story. It is my responsibility to step from behind the walls of fear. It is my responsibility to manifest my God-given talents and skill to the people around the world that is waiting to hear my story. I free myself today. I remove myself out of my way. I will no longer trip myself up over my excuses. I will no longer sit under the blanket of my adversities. I will no longer feel ashamed or inferior. I will no longer be humiliated by my past. I am free. I am free. Thank God I am free. And tonight, I will be soaring on the wings of eagles. There is no stopping me now. I have a destiny, and I am called to fulfill that destiny. Today, I light my torch. I hold it high, and no one can stop me from fulfilling my destiny. I hope you are able to take that pledge with me. Or if you want to create your own pledge, I ask that you write it down so that you can use that for yourself. I look forward to receiving your text, and I look forward to work with you so we can do this together. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long. I love each and every one of you, and there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you can do about it. I love you. Go break a leg.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be.
call it destiny, will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you for showing me and directing me.
Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me, speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.